We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So it's time for other people's problems, and we're tackling a kind of a heavy subject today, I think. Bullying.
Okay. Oh, no.
But it's not like, I don't think it's schoolyard bullying.
Okay.
It's like bullying between siblings.
Oh.
And I know a lot about it. So, but she's got some troubles and we're going to try to help. Brianna?
Yay.
Tell us how we can help.
So I've got this older sister, who, you know, I haven't talked to since we were kids, because she's about 7 years older than me.
Okay.
So we were never really friends or close or whatever. But growing up, she would just be a huge jerk to me. And just, like put stuff in my shampoo. And so that my hair would be all messy and just do all these mean things.
Normal sibling stuff, right? Kind of normal sibling.
Yeah. You're already taking sides. Uh-huh. Look at you.
I would just clarify.
Counselor, can we let her present her case for us before you start attacking?
For example, my 16th birthday, she messed up my cake. Like, she was home visiting or whatever, and she just kind of put it on the edge of the table so that when we were going to cut it, the edge of the table, I don't know how she did it, but the cake just fell to the floor and ruined it. And it was my 16th birthday. And I was so excited to be 16, you know, she didn't come to my high school graduation, which was a huge thing, you know, and then when I went to college, she would prank me in ways that like she would call or send emails from a fake email. Eventually I figured it out, of course, but when I first started college, she'd prank me stuff with papers due or, you know, getting in trouble for doing something. I'd mess up in some way and I'd talk to my parents about it, and sometimes how she'd find out, and then she'd email me this very professional letter. Like, she's a high class prankster and mean.
But are these pranks, are they pranks or are they,
vindictive, right? Little things?
Is it just
it's more bullying. We're what you guys are talking about. It's definitely bullying. And now suddenly, you know, it's been probably 5 years since I've graduated college, and suddenly she's started to call and leave messages and text and email being like, hey, I just want to check in. And maybe it's because of everything that's going on in the world, but I'm so upset about everything that she's done. And it's do I forgive her just to, you know, have a Zoom call with her or whatever and catch up? But she's never apologized. Even when she's calling to be hey, I want to talk, it's not hey, I want to talk about all the crappy stuff that I did to you growing up. It's just hey, I need to talk to you. And
so she just wants to gloss over the last 20 some years and just start a sister relationship now.
Right. Exactly. And I'm already, you know, I'm an adult now. It feels too late, too little too late. And, you know, her being older than me, it's you should have thought of this, that she's my age now and she was pulling pranks on me in college, you know.
Right.
And It just is like, you should have been an adult back then. Why am I going to now suddenly start talking to you?
I think both Steve and Amber can come at this from an extremely logical place, because Amber having no siblings, Steve, like, got along famously.
Weirdly, with my one sister, yeah.
And you were so close in age, you would have thought you guys... So, initial reactions, do you think she's overreacting to this, or... A life of, it's not bullying, but somebody just,
I can't imagine that. Especially, I mean, when you're young and you're just, you just want somebody to like stop and leave you alone, that does create trauma, regardless of like if it was all fun and games to her. And it might seem like silly stuff. Like, you know, I'm sure you'll be like, it's character building. Like, my brothers beat me up and did crazy stuff or whatever. But it doesn't like mitigate that it was trauma for her. I just think that you clearly haven't addressed it for yourself, and you can't, you got to forgive her before, like, do your own work around it before you can just like have a relationship with her.
Those are therapy words.
Yeah. It is. I'm sorry. I'm like very.
You just got a free session there, Brianna. You're welcome. So Steve, your initial reaction though was like, isn't it normal sibling stuff?
Yeah. I agree with Amber. I think Brianna, your older sister, has that in her head. Well, we're just being normal sibling stuff. She doesn't understand how much it hurt you. I think you've gotten along in your life just fine without her.
Oh, God, you're so quick to cut.
Right? And does she have any value to you? What can she do for you? Does she have value to you? Because if not, then what do you need her in your life for?
Relationships don't...
I'm wondering, why is she calling me now? Like, does she want something from me?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. I know that I have a job that I can work from home from, you know, and it's not going anywhere. And I don't know what she's doing. Like, I don't know if she wants something from me and is going to use, but you're my sibling, as an excuse, you know, like, I'm afraid that she's going to be like trying to take advantage of me.
Yeah. Cause she's never had your back up until now. Why would she start now?
Right.
That makes no sense.
I know this is not going to work on Steve at all. What I'm about to say will not work on you, because you have a cut sheet and you're like, you have no value to me. So goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Brianna.
Yes.
What if she's sick?
I was thinking of that too.
Yeah.
What if she just got a breast cancer diagnosis? I am literally just trying. And Steve's face did not change.
No, because that's plausible.
But she still has no value to her.
She doesn't. Just because the sister's sick, does it automatically make Brianna...
So gross.
Right,
that's
I know.
So gross.
So now Brianna's, I got to fake like this whole sister thing is fine because that person's sick? No.
Would it change it for you, Brianna, if she was sick?
I mean, I would feel bad, but like, why are you contacting me now about if you're sick? Like, what do you, I'm still thinking, what do you need from me?
Right.
You know, like,
how are you gonna screw me over this time?
Yeah. And I don't have a close relationship. So sure, I'd feel bad, but then I'd feel even worse because now we're not close and now you're coming to me with, and so I don't know if she's going to be truthful about it or like, because I that thought did cross my mind, like, if she's sick, but like, I'm not her emergency contact, like,
right?
She's got other people in her life. What is she doing? What does she need from me? Is basically what I'm wondering.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this, you're not, Steve is 100% on your, if you don't want to call her,
don't feel bad that you're not.
I am a person
that,
who,
that I do feel.
I'm still a person, and it's the stupidest thing, and you're going to blow me up, but blood is thicker. I know, because you're born in the same family, but I just feel like you gotta have a little more tolerance for the people in your direct family. You have to.
That have tormented you the whole time, that have crapped on you the whole time.
My brother let spit come out of his mouth to right in front of my face and sucked it back up my whole childhood. And he couldn't suck it up every time. So he spit on my face a ton. They held me in the cradle and watched TV shows. I mean, it was awful.
Yeah.
That's my brother.
Oh, okay.
I
didn't realize that automatically erases everything.
It doesn't automatically erase your. I know what you're trying to do. It doesn't. It doesn't erase it.
But it depends on the person. If you want to accept them back into your life, then you're the bigger person now. I have to be a bigger person. I don't know.
Brianna, hang on. We're going to get you some advice.
Yeah.
Can we agree that wasn't bullying, though? It went way too far. Is bullying. I just hate that. I hate the word.
It's
misused. It's misused. Yeah.
But she doing it while you're in the house is super typical. Well, her sister still, when you're both in the same house, but like when you've moved on and it's her 16th birthday, why would you come back and do that?
Yeah.
Nobody messed with your birthday.
Yeah.
I don't. That's the thing is she's very clearly affected by it, regardless of what you want to call it, if it's just sibling stuff or whatever. But I don't know if it's like, I agree with you, Slacker, but also, like, do you want to let a toxic person back in your life?
Yeah,
like,
there it is.
Do you think she's still toxic?
We don't know.
Does toxic person matter if it's a friend, if it's a family member, if it's a half stranger, if it's an acquaintance, or if it's a...
It doesn't. You're right. But do we give her a chance? Because she might not... She's clearly reaching out. Maybe she's in a program. She's in the 12-step, working the steps, and she wants to, like...
Oh, if you deny that person that step, then they can't complete their
step. I don't know. Well, wow. I mean, you have to try to make amends is what I understand. I haven't been through the program yet. but, yeah, I think if you've genuinely put effort forth...
It counts.
So we think that she should kind of suck it up. At least
I'm not saying that.
Find out what the other sister wants and then make a decision from there.
I don't want to be the one to force her to do it and have her still be the same toxic bee that she was all this time. But so that's why we need your advice. Should she accept her sister's coming back in? But she's not apologizing. She just wants back in.
Right.
What should she do? Vanessa?
Yay.
What do you think?
It's a hard thing, but I really feel like she should do what feels best for her. Because if she wants to cut ties, then that's going to be the healthiest way for her to go. My fiance and his brother have had a very strenuous relationship for the last, like, 10 years. Oof. And, like, his brother treated him like crap when he was a kid, and then his brother did some other things to kind of crap on the family, and it kind of wrecked his relationship completely with my fiance, but they couldn't go through the I tried talking to my fiance about, like, trying to get back together with his brother, like, maybe he's a different person now, like, you haven't talked to him for this long, and, you know, maybe he's sorry, kind of a thing, and, you know, if your other brother forgave him for what he did to him, maybe it's your turn to be the bigger person. And my fiance just looked at me and he's like, he completely crapped on our relationship my whole life. Why would I?
But can I be grim for a second? Because this is something, and I hate that I'm even going here. I'm still estranged from my brothers. Right. It's not great. And if we don't fix it soon, the first time we're in a room together is going to be a funeral.
Right.
And that
is unavoidable.
Yeah. Yep.
Because if one of my parents dies, I'm going.
Yeah.
And they're going. So
up to this point, when you, like, if you go over to your parents, like, to celebrate a thing,
I go on and there's arrangements made. Yes. It's like, I'm coming today.
So when you all show up and it has to be.
So shouldn't you fix it now?
You would think.
Because what's more awkward?
But there are some people that are just so toxic that it makes your life a living hell.
I get it. Like, and my brothers aren't that for me. We just have a misunderstanding that we can't get out of the way of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Brianna's somewhere in between. I don't think her sister's toxic. She was just a crappy kid.
Right.
There's two sides to the story, too, so we don't know. But because my dad had the same issue with his siblings, you know, we thought that so-and-so had said this, and it was kind of more of a toxic parent situation in that sense, but all the kids came together when it didn't end up being a death, but it was someone in the hospital, and the kids came together, and they kind of started talking, and they're like, why did we think that so-and-so was such a bad person?
Yeah, just get them in the room and then maybe that, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Thank you for the call, Vanessa. I think you're allowed to do this and cut her out. But if you're related to him, you're going to see him again unless you're planning on not attending.
It is true.
The idea of that being the first time, it's like, now we're going to make it. Like, how? That's not a good time to make up.
Worst time.
Melissa?
Yay.
What do you think?
So I definitely think that she should at least take this olive branch as a chance to build a relationship with her sister. I've got three older brothers. Growing up, I was closest to my oldest brother. My second oldest brother and I were brutal to one another. We tortured one another. He was awful to me, and we've got a super relationship now.
Hmm.
But you had to be the, to use Steve's words, bigger person.
Right.
Not necessarily, because I feel more that he kind of reached out to me in my early 20s and kind of accepted me as a human and as a family member at that point. I was no longer the little bratty sister.
But it sounds like you were fine if he didn't acknowledge. Like, it's like, it's all
there is that.
Yeah, it's like...
Not necessarily, because I think that I still would have reached out to him.
Huh. Well, I'm glad it all worked out. We appreciate the call. John?
Yeah.
What do you think?
So I've always had issues saying sorry. I guess it's kind of weird, but
yeah.
I just can't say sorry. Even though I really am sorry, it just never happens. I can't get it out of my mouth. So she could be having an issue like that and just doesn't know how to do it.
Wow.
Hmm.
So maybe you just forgive her and know that this olive branch is the sorry.
Right. Okay.
You don't get to hear the words themselves.
But close enough, I guess.
It is. Thank you for the call, John.
Yeah.
I have this feeling that I'm going to... this is weird. Like, I'm not kidding. I think I have to get with my brother.
Dude.
Like, I legitimately...
This is bringing it out of you. Wow.
Because as I'm saying it out loud, my parents are in their 80s. They're not in poor health, but like...
You never know.
Yeah.
Be the bigger person.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.